Welcome back to Praying with Scripture. This is Tuesday of our final week of Lent, and we're just going to pray with some more Scripture and ask God for plenary indulgence or equivalent graces today after we pray for the Holy Father's monthly intentions, which are actually very good. Lord, open my lips and my mouth will proclaim your praise. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. As your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Menizah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. Let us pray that the use of new technologies will not replace human relationships, will respect the dignity of the person, and will help us face the crises of our times. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The Lord is just. He will defend the poor. Psalm 10, Prayer of Thanksgiving. Lord, why do you stand afar off and hide yourself in times of distress? The poor man is devoured by the pride of the wicked. He is caught in the schemes that others have made. For the wicked man boasts of his heart's desires. The covetous blasphemes and spurns the Lord. In his pride, the wicked says he will not punish. There is no God. Such are his thoughts. His path is ever untroubled. Your judgment is far from his mind. His enemies he regards with contempt. He thinks, never shall I falter. Misfortune shall never be my lot. His mouth is full of cursing, guile, oppression, mischief, and deceit under his tongue. He lies in wait among the reeds. The innocent he murders in secret. His eyes are on the watch for the helpless man. He lurks in hiding like a lion in his lair. He lurks in hiding to seize the poor. He seizes the poor man and drags him away. He crouches, preparing to spring, and the helpless fall beneath his strength. He thinks in his heart, God forgets. He hides his face. He does not see. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Father, open our hearts to you during these holy times. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The Lord is just, he will defend the poor. Lord, you know the burden of my sorrow. Arise then, Lord, lift up your hand. O God, do not forget the poor. Why should the wicked spurn the Lord and think in his heart he will not punish? But you have seen the trouble and sorrow. You note it, you take it in hand. The helpless trusts himself to you, for you are the helper of the orphan. Break the power of the wicked and the sinner. Punish his wickedness till nothing remains. The Lord is king forever and ever. The heathen shall perish from the land he rules. Lord, you hear the prayer of the poor. You strengthen their hearts. You turn your ear to protect the rights of the orphan and the oppressed, so that mortal man may strike terror no more. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Rise up, O Lord, in defense of your people. Do not hide your face from our troubles. Father of orphan wealth of the poor, we rejoice in making you known. May we find comfort and security in times of pain and anxiety. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, you know the burden of my sorrow. The words of the Lord are true, like silver from the furnace. Psalm 12, a cry for God's help against powerful oppressors. The Father sent his Son into the world to defend the poor. St. Augustine said that. We're going to pray Psalm 12 now. Help, O Lord, for good men have vanished. Truth has gone from the sons of men. Falsehood they speak one to another with lying lips, with a false heart. May the Lord destroy all lying lips, the tongue that speaks high-sounding words. Those who say, our tongue is our strength, our lips are our own, who is our master? For the poor who are oppressed and the needy who groan, I myself will arise, says the Lord. I will grant them the salvation for which they thirst. The words of the Lord are words without alloy, silver from the furnace seven times refined. It is you, O Lord, who will take us in your care and protect us forever from this generation. See how the wicked prowl on every side, while the worthless are prized highly by the sons of men. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Your light is true light, Lord, and your truth shines like the day. Direct us to salvation through your life-giving words. May we be saved by always embracing your word in honor of Mary's gifts of God the Son and word incarnate. If only you would save us, Lord. If only you'd save us from all dangers of body to body and soul. If only you'd help us. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The words of the Lord are true, like silver from the furnace. And with that, we're going to go over and read our readings. So we're reading the Great Epistle to the Hebrews, because we're on these super holy days, right before Holy Week, right before the last week of the Lord's life. Is sort of represented or replayed for us. This is the favorable time. This is the day of salvation. Jesus, the apostle of our faith. The reading from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 3, 1 through 19. Holy brothers who share a heavenly calling, Fix your eyes on Jesus, the apostle and high priest, whom we acknowledge in faith, who is faithful to him who appointed him. Moses, too, was faithful in all God's household. But Jesus is more worthy of honor than he, as the founder of a house is more honorable than the house itself. Every house is founded by someone, but God is the founder of all. Moses was faithful in all his household, in all God's household, as a servant tasked with the task of witnessing to what would be spoken. But Christ was faithful as the Son placed over God's house. It is we who are that house if we hold fast to our confidence and the hope of which we boast. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today if you should hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as at the revolt, in the day of testing in the desert, when your fathers tested and tried me and saw my works for 40 years. Because of this, I was angered with that generation, and I said, they have always been of erring heart, and have never known my ways. Thus I swore in my anger, they shall never enter into my rest. Take care, my brothers, lest any of you have an evil and unfaithful spirit, and fall away from the living God. Encourage one another daily while it is still today, so that no one grows hardened by the deceit of sin. We have become partners with Christ, of Christ, only if we maintain to the end the confidence with which we began. When Scripture says, today if you should hear his voice, harden not your hearts as at the revolt. Who were those that revolted when they heard that voice? Was it not all whom Moses had led out of Egypt? With whom was God angry for 40 years? Was it not those who had sinned, whose corpses fell in the desert? To whom but to the disobedient did he swear that he would not enter into his rest? We see, moreover, that it was their unbelief that kept them from entering. Responsory prayer. As a faithful son, Christ looks after his Father's house, and we are that house. Through him the whole fabric is bound together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord, and we are that house. Sorry, kind of interpretive reflection from the tradition of the churches, from a sermon by St. Leo the Great, St. Pope Leo the Great. The cross of Christ is the source of all blessings, the cause of all graces. Our understanding, which is enlightened by the Spirit of truth, should receive with purity and freedom of heart the glory of the cross. As it shines in heaven and on earth, it should see with inner vision the meaning of the Lord's words when he spoke of the imminence of his passion. The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Afterward he said, now my soul is troubled, but what am I to say? Father, save me from this hour. But it was for this that I came to this hour. Father, glorify your Son. When the voice of the Father came from heaven, saying, I have glorified him and will glorify him again, Jesus said in reply to those around him, it was not for me that this voice spoke, but for you. Now is the judgment of the world, and now will the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all things to myself. How marvelous the power of the cross! Now is the judgment of the world. Now will the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all things to myself. How marvelous the power of the cross! How great beyond all telling the glory of the passion! Here is the judgment seat of the Lord, the condemnation of the world, the supremacy of Christ crucified. Lord, you drew all things to yourself so that the devotion of all peoples everywhere might celebrate, in a sacrament made perfect and visible, what was carried out in the one temple of Judea under obscure foreshadowings. Now there is a more distinguished order of Levites, a greater dignity for the rank of elders, a more sacred anointing for the priesthood, because your cross is the source of all blessings, the cause of all graces. Through the cross, the faithful receive strength from weakness, glory from dishonor, life from death. The different sacrifices of animals are no more. The one offering of your body and blood is the fulfillment of all the different sacrificial offerings. For you are the true Lamb of God. You take away the sins of the world. In yourself you bring to perfection all mysteries, so that as there is one sacrifice in place of all other sacrificial offerings, there is also one kingdom gathered from all peoples. Dearly beloved, let us then acknowledge what St. Paul, the teacher of the nations, acknowledged so exultantly. This is a saying worthy of trust, worthy of complete acceptance. Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners. God's compassion for us is all the more wonderful because Christ died, not for the righteous or the holy, but for the wicked and the sinful, and through the divine nature could not be touched by the sting of death. He took to himself, through his birth as one of us, something he could offer on our behalf. The power of his death once confronted our death. In the words of Hosea the prophet, "Death, I shall be your death. Grave, I shall swallow you up." By dying, he submitted to the laws of the underworld. By rising again, he destroyed them. He did away with the everlasting character of death, so as to make death a thing of time, not of eternity. As all die in Adam, so will all be brought to life in Christ. Responsory prayer. Christ has cancelled the decree that was against us by nailing it to the cross. He disarmed the principalities and powers, and made of them a public spectacle, leading them off captive in his triumphal procession. When you have lifted up the Son of Man, you will know that I am He. He disarmed the principalities and powers, and made of them a public spectacle. Now we'll continue on to evening prayer, thanking God for those amazing readings from the Word of God in Scripture and tradition. God has crowned His Christ with victory. Psalm 20, a prayer for the King's victory. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. May the Lord answer in time of trial. May the name of Jacob's God protect you. May He send you help from His shrine and give you support from Zion. May He remember all your offerings and receive your sacrifice with favor. May He give you your heart's desire and fulfill every one of your plans. May we bring out our joy at your victory and rejoice in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your prayers. I am sure now that the Lord will give victory to His anointed, will reply from His holy heaven with the mighty victory of His hand. Some trust in chariots or horses, but we in the name of the Lord. They will collapse and fail, but we shall hold and stand firm. Give victory to the King, O Lord. Give answer on the day we call. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, you accepted the perfect sacrifice of your Son upon the cross. Hear us during times of trouble and protect us by the power of his name, so that we who share his struggle on earth may merit a share in his victory. In honor of Mary's gifts from the Holy Spirit, if only the Holy Spirit could heal my mind by making it focus on God and help heal the minds of our people whom we pray for, to turn them back to Him and away from vice. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. God has crowned his Christ with victory. We celebrate your mighty works with songs of praise, O Lord. Psalm 21. Thanksgiving for the King's victory. He accepted life that he might rise and live forever, St. Hilary. O Lord, your strength gives joy to the king. How your saving help makes him glad. You have granted him his heart's desire. You have not refused the prayer of his lips. You came to meet him with the blessings of success. You have set on his head a crown of pure gold. He asked you for life, and this you have given, days that will last from age to age. Your saving help has given him glory. You have laid upon him majesty and splendor. You have granted your blessings to him forever. You have made him rejoice with the joy of your presence. The king has put his trust in the Lord. Through the mercy of the Most High, he shall stand firm. O Lord, arise in your strength. We shall sing and praise your power. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. We celebrate your mighty works with songs of praise, O Lord. Lord, you have made us a kingdom and priests for God our Father. And our next prayer is actually a canticle from the book of Revelation, chapter 5 and chapter 4. O Lord our God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power. For you have received all things. By your will they came to be and were made. Worthy are you, O Lord, to receive the scroll and break open its seals. For you were slain. With your blood you purchased for God men of every race and tongue, of every people and nation. You made of them a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they shall reign on the earth. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. When you have lifted up the Son of Man, says the Lord, you will know that I am He. Would have been for morning today. And then for evening, we'll have a short reading. 1 Corinthians. God singled out the weak of this world to shame the strong. He chose the world's lowborn and despised those who count for nothing, to reduce to nothing those who were something, so that mankind can do no boasting before God. God it is who has given you life in Christ Jesus. He has made him our wisdom and also our justice, our sanctification and our redemption. Responsory prayer. To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy. To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. I make my prayer for mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, because I always do what pleases him. And here we begin the Canticle of Mary. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. He has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, because I always do what pleases him. Intercessions. Christ our Lord has warned us to watch and pray to avoid temptation. With our whole heart let us pray to him. Turn to us, Lord, and have mercy. Jesus, our Christ, you promised to be with those who pray in your name. Help us always to pray with you to the Father in the Holy Spirit. Bridegroom of the Church, cleanse her from every stain. Teach her to walk in hope and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Friend of the human race, teach us concern for our neighbor as you have commanded, that all may see you more clearly as the light of the world. King of peace, give your peace in the world, that your presence may reveal your saving power in every place. Open the door of eternal happiness to all the dead. Welcome them into the glory of unending life. We pray for your intentions. We pray for our parish. We pray for the works of God to overcome the works of the devil in ourselves and our communities and families in the world and the world, and for all the youth, especially at this time where we have Carlos Acutis's canonization, to inspire and to serve as a signal from God that things are turning around. So we pray for Father Jim, for my parish pastor, for Father Rob. Gathering all of our prayers, spoken and unspoken, into one, let's pray the Lord's Prayer. Turn to us, Lord, and have mercy as our response. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. O Lord, our God, Lord, help us to do your will, that your church may grow and become more faithful in your service. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Now let's take a look at the Catechism to round out our meditation. So we had just read something about forgive us our trespasses yesterday. So we could speak a little bit about that. There's a strict requirement that we have to make, and it says that this outpouring of mercy cannot penetrate our hearts as long as we have not forgiven those who have trespassed against us. So again, I'm praying about something in my own life, asking God to help open my heart to feel and experience his love so that I can also forgive others, and someone in particular. You know, I know it's very, very hard, but it is very important. So again, the mechanics of that are fascinating. Like, is it to be taken literally as in the story in the Gospels, as if God is going to revoke his forgiveness, even his sacramental absolution? So that's a good question, if we don't forgive others, or is it more like, as suggested here, God's mercy is just never received into our hearts. It cannot penetrate our hearts when we have this inability to do this. So that's a good thing to ask a moral theologian about. Let's read a little bit more. This "as" is not unique in Jesus' teaching. You therefore must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect, and be merciful even as your Father is merciful. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as even as I have loved you, so that you also love one another. It is impossible to keep the Lord's commandment without by imitating the divine model from outside. There has to be a vital participation coming from the depths of the heart, in the holiness and the mercy and the love of our God. Only the Spirit by whom we live can make ours the same mind that was in Christ Jesus. Then the unity of forgiveness becomes possible, and we find ourselves forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave us. Thus, the Lord's words on forgiveness, the love that loves to the end, become a living reality. The parable of the merciless servant, which crowns the Lord's teaching on ecclesial communion, ends with these words, "So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart? Is there, in fact, in the depths of the heart? It is there, in fact, in the depths of the heart, that everything is bound or loosed. It is not in our power not to feel or to forget it. It's not in our power not to feel or to forget in advance. But the heart that offers itself to the Holy Spirit turns injury into compassion and purifies the memory in transforming the hurt into intercession. Christian prayer extends to the forgiveness of enemies, transfiguring the disciple by configuring him to his master. Forgiveness is a high point of Christian prayer. Only hearts attuned to God's compassion can receive the gift of prayer. Forgiveness also bears witness that in our world, love is stronger than sin. The martyrs of yesterday and today bear this witness to Jesus. Forgiveness is the fundamental condition for the reconciliation of the children of God with their Father and of men with one another. There is no limit or measure to this essentially divine forgiveness. Whether one speaks of sins, as in Luke 11:4, or debts, as in Matthew 6:12, we are always debtors. Owe no one anything except to love one another. The communion of the Holy Trinity is the source and criterion of truth in every relationship. It is lived out in prayer, above all in the Eucharist. God does not accept the sacrifice of a sower of disunion, but commands that he depart from the altar so that he may first be reconciled with his brother. For God can be appeased only by prayers that make peace. To God, the better offering is peace, brotherly concord, and a people made one in the unity of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So again, without telling any relational stories over the internet, I do think that there's many places where we end up being very hurt, especially by members of our family or of our extended spiritual family in the Catholic Church. And it's always going to be one of these things that's a journey. It's going to be one of these things where often we just have to continue to turn to God when we feel anger, when we feel these emotions of negativity and regret and anger at these situations and people. And we have to try again and again to recognize God's love for them. I guess to be able to open ourselves to God's own mercy and forgiveness so that we can also learn how to forgive as He does. Because the Lord does forgive us whenever we ask. I think I'm going to offer the blessing for the plenary indulgence. Finish that sacramental. And then sign off. I'm having a hard time focusing today. Something's wrong. But anyway, I offer my plenary indulgence or partial indulgence for the soul in purgatory, especially if I have any spiritual relatives or physical relatives that need it. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.